Parshas Vayishlach, Yishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefonov of Esav Achim, Artis Neis Te'edom. He sent Malachim to Esav. Yaakov sends Malachim to Esav. And the famous Rashi, Malachim Mamash. Real Malachim. Not just Shluchim, but real angels. These malachim. So the Medrash Tanchuma on page 3 says, Mehechon hayu ha-malachim. So he says that the malachim were the malachim at the end of the parsha. The end of the parsha, we speak about in Vayetze, Yaakov halach l'darko vayifku bo malachei Elokim. So what were those malachim? Machanayim, shnei machanos. So the Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu went to Aram Narayim, that was, he was leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. So who was Malavahim? Malachi Eretz Yisrael. When he was still in Eretz Yisrael. Once he went to Chutz La'aretz, those Malachim left. And then he was escorted by other Malachim. The Stalk will be Yardu Acherim in Islam Lulam. Kevin Shechazar bin Lavan, Hayu Osam HaMalachim, Shedimtsril Malavim Osol Ad Eretz Yisrael. Shegishu Malachi Eretz Yisrael, Shiyakov Ba. So now, when he's coming back to Eretz Yisrael, the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael are now coming and being Malachim. So those Malachim that are the Malachi Eretz Yisrael that are now coming to Yaakov Avinu are the ones that he's sending to Esav. The Malachim are the Malachim from the end of the Parsha. That he's coming back into Eretz Yisrael, and then now the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael are coming to greet him. And these are the Malachim that he's sending to Esav. So what is the significance of this? Of these Malachim Eretz Yisrael? So there's a Chasheva Chasidisha Sefer, the Imri Noam, or Meir Horowitz of Zhikov. And he says the following. First, he says another question. How do we understand, and Bez Hashem, next week's Parsha Shir, I'm going to say over another work that I heard on this Rashi, but we're going to use it in a totally different way for next week. It'll tie it into Vayeshev and Hanukkah and everything. But the famous Rashi of on page 2, in Lovam Garti, Ba'echar Arata, Zok Rashi, Garti B'gmachir Tayag. Kolomayim Lovam HaRosha Garti, V'Tayag Mitzvos Shamarti, V'Lamarti Mimasav Haran. So then, so next week, I heard a beautiful word from Rabbi Levine from Lower Merion, Philadelphia. He said over under the chuppah of Benjamin Miller, who just got married last Sunday, beautiful word. But I'm not going to say it over there. But that's next week. I want to tie it in. Just simple, what does that Rashi mean? That Tayyid Mitzvah Shemartis, of course, Lomati Masav Harai. He did the Tayyid Mitzvah. What else is there? Okay, we'll leave that for next week. So what does it mean, Tayag Mitzvah Shemarti? Literally, Tayag Mitzvah Shemarti? Stubborn, he didn't do all the Tayag Mitzvahs in Beis Lavan. He was Mafish Truma, he did. What does that mean? What does that mean? So the Sefer Imrei Noam, he says on page 6, second arrow, in the Yaakov Shomer in Lovam Garti, Tayyip Mitzvah Shamarti, Lachor Efshar Zos. He knows some truma. He did his chalitza yibum. He did all tired mitzvahs and base lovin. He did yibum, chalitza, truma. So what does this mean? So he says a beautiful word. Says Malachim of Eretz Yisrael, getting back to the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael, you know, this is an amazing thing. You know who the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael are? You know who they are? Malachim Eretz Yisrael is synonymous with the Malachim that are Malave us home from Shul and Shabbos, because Shabbos is the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos, the Mechina of Eretz Yisrael. The time of Kedusha that we have on Shabbos, that's the Mechina of Eretz Yisrael. And what the Gemara says on Shabbos, on page 7, Tanya, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Shnei Malachi, Archaris, Melavim, Lola, Odom, Be'er, Shabbos, Be'ez HaKnesses, right? The famous Chazal, we all learned this in second grade, right? When you come home from Shul, the two Malachim that are Melavim you, Echad Tov, Echad Ra, and Shabbat Beiso, Matzah Ner Dolok, Shulchan Aruch, Mitosu Mutzas, Malach HaTov says, He wrote such a tale of Shabbos Acheres, Malach Ra is Ode Obe Balkorcho, if not, the Malach Ra says, it should be, right? So these are the Malachi HaShabbos. So says the Zhikavar on page 6, The Malachim of Shabbos are the same thing. In other words, the Medrash says they were the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. But Malachim of Shabbos are the same Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. And we'll discuss what that means. And it's, so he says beautifully, what does it mean, Lovat Garti Tayyad Mitzvah Shamarti? He says, you know what it means? What it means, Tayyad Mitzvah Shamarti, one thing, Shabbos. Shabbos is Shachol, as Chazal say, Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. So Tayyad Mitzvah Shamarti, all he means to say is that I was in Lovat's house. The thing that kept me going, the Shmira that I had in Lovat's house, was I kept Shabbos well, which is Tayyag Mitzvah Shamarti. Because Shabbos, and the Koach of Shabbos, as we'll see, is the Koach that Yaakov sends to protect himself from Esav. And that's what it means. Lomangarti Tayyag Mitzvah Shamarti. It means I kept Shabbos. And Malachim Mamish, Rashi Tevus, Mita, Menorah, Shulchan. And those are the three things that the Gemara says that the Malachim look to see. Mitaso Mutzas, Neadolok, and the Shulchan Aruch. Mita, Menorah, Shulchan. And the Malachim Mamish. Because these are the Malachim of Shabbos, which is the same thing as the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. Oh, do you think it's over here? Not over yet. He says a beautiful word. Page 9. What is it? Rivka says, go to Yaakov, go to Lavan. wrote to my brother Lavan, Yashavti imo yomim achadim. Rashi learns yomim achadim means a few days, mu'atim. Yomim achadim. And then we have a pasuk on page 10, Vayev Yaakov es Rachel v'yomer evelcha shevesh shanim v'rachel bitcha tana. Zok Rashi, shevesh shanim heim yomim achadim. Which is interesting, because to me shevesh shanim is not so yomim muatim. Shevesh shanim is the ninth amount of time. 7 years, it says Rashi, is yomim achadim. So the Zikr says a beautiful word. What does it mean, yomim achadim? You want to hear what yomim achadim means? So he explains it based on the Medrash on page 12. Ready for this one? Ready? Zok the Medrash. Dover Acher, Lama Bercha, Rabbi Bercha, Shmuel Bar Nachman, Bar Dostoy, Omer, Eilo Ben Zug. He said every day in the work of the week has a Ben Zug. Chad B'Shamta, Sunday is paired up with Monday. Tuesday is with Wednesday. Thursday with Friday. What's left for Shabbos? Shabbos doesn't have a Ben Zug. And then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Knesset Yisrael is your Ben Zug. So you know what Yomim Achadim means? It means the singular days. Meaning, the days of Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the singular day that doesn't have a pair. And that's what Rivka is telling Yaakov. Yishavto yimo yomim achadim. Meaning you're going to be there and you're going to keep Shabbos. And that's what's going to, what? Keep you going when you're in Lavan's house. Yishavto yimo yomim achadim. Is you're going to keep the yomim achadim, because the day, what the days that don't are only echad, which is Shabbos. The Shabbos can't pair it up. Sunday with Monday, Tuesday with Wednesday, Thursday with Friday. Shabbos is singular. The singular day is the day of Shabbos. Yashavta imo yomim achadim means the Shabbosos. So then the Zikr says beautifully. The Zikr says it, or the Vasit Tzedek says. Vasit Tzedek says beautifully. He says that's why there was seven years. Because if you have 7 years, then you have a whole year just of Shabbos. In 7 years, right, you have 52 Shabbos and whatever in the year. 7 years, that's a whole year of Shabbos. And that's why Rashi says, the Yomim Achadim, that Rivka said, the Yashavta Imo Yomim Achadim, that's the 7 years, because the 7 years of Yomim Achadim is one Shana Tmima just of Shabbos. Just of Shabbos. So hence Rav Ovsar. It all fits in now. That Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim Lefonov is Malochei Eretz Yisrael, which is Malochei HaShabbos. And Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti is, he didn't keep Truma, he didn't keep even Chalitza. What did he keep? Shabbos. And that, Rav Ovsar, is Beferish Chazal in this week's Parsha. What did Chazal say in this week's Parsha on page 19? Ayovu Yaakov Sholem Yir Shechem Hashem Ve'eretz Kanaan Bevol B'padon Arav Vayichan Es Panei Ha'ir. And Chazal say What is Vayichem as Pnei Ha'ir? That Rashi says is Erev Shabbos, that he made an Erev Chumen. Vayichem as Pnei Ha'ir. Erev Shabbos Haya. And the rest of the Chazal is that he made an Erev Truman. So Yaakov Avinu says in this week's part, kept Shabbos. So B'meila, it's Beferish, that Shabbos is the thing that kept him going. And it's interesting, of all the people in Chumash, you know, pre-Matan Torah, of our Avos. So we say all the Avos kept Kol HaMitzvos, but only two people, there's a state of Feirish that kept Shabbos. And the Rambam points this out. That's who? Yaakov, Ayikim Pnei Ha'ir, Kol Ha'ir of Tchubin, and Yosef. Yosef, what does it say? Page 20. Naya Yosef, he told us, Ben Yavim, Yom HaShem Abito, Haveyas HaAnoshim, Abaisu Tvoch Tevach V'Hochein. And we know, we've discussed this in the past, but Hochein, as the Medrash says, from page 21, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shabbos Haytham, Hochein ain't Hochein el Shabbos, Vayabi Yom HaShishi, Vehechinu, Amar Lachar Sproch, Atashamar, the Shabbos HaShalogit. So the Ramban says the two people that we find that kept Shabbos, that it says, Beferish and Chumash, that kept Shabbos, or at least the way Chazal Darsh in the Pasuk, is Yaakov Avinu, Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir, that he was Erev Shabbos, and he made a Erev Kumin, and by Yosef, V'tvoch Tevach V'hochin. And that the Ramban told us, points out. Page 22. V'Yaakov Darshu, Sheshomer es HaShabbos V'kovat Chumin. V'efshe Sheyeh Shabbos V'yishishkulu Kol HaTorah Kula. And page 23. Uviyosef Darshu Shem Shabbos Hashabbos Afilu Mitzrayim, which is Kula Kenega Kol HaMitzvos, and that's the pasuk of Tevach Tevach V'Hachim. But it's interesting that after these people who had, you know, to deal with adverse situations in Chutz La'aretz, like Yaakov, needed that special koach of Shabbos, and that's what Yaakov sends to Esav to protect him. Is the Malachi Eretz Yisrael, which is the Malachi Shabbos. And that's what his mother says. You're going to be by my brother Lavan. The only thing that's going to keep you going is the Yomi Machadim, is the Shabbosos. And that's why it was 7 years, the Vasat Tzedek says, for 7 years, you have a whole year of Shabbos. If you have 7 years of Shabbosos, that equals 1 year just of Shabbos. And we know Chazal tell us in Masechta Shabbos on page 17. Amar Rav Chama, Amar Rav Nosim says, if you give a matana to somebody, you have to tell them. The Shabbos Shema. Shabbos is a great matana. So what's the matana of Shabbos? You know what Rav Yonasan Eibshitz says on page 18, which works in beautifully? The second arrow, the Iker ha-matana ki Shabbos megina lono me'umas ha'olam u'mishubi malchus. Shabbos is what keeps us immune from all the foreign attacks of Shibud Malchus. And again, Shibud Malchus could not only mean oppression by Goyim, but it could mean oppression in life on a personal level, not necessarily on a... The time that you could masalek yourself from the pressures of the world. And that's why, Chazal said Shabbos Chuf Yud Ches, when Klal Yisrael weren't Shomer Shabbos, then what's the next pasuk the Gemara says? Vayovo Amalek, right? That's what the Gemara says. Take a look. on Shabbos Kuf Yud Kes. Page 15. On the bottom, the middle, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amolah, Shomer Yisrael, Shabbos Rishona. The Klal Yisrael would have been Shomer the first Shabbos, L'shalta behem Umah V'loshim. They would have been fine. But the first Shabbos already, the people on Dosan Vavirim, they were collecting mon on Shabbos. V'hi b'yom ha-shvi, Yotzu min ha'am lilkot, they were Mechal Shabbos. Right afterwards, V'yavo Amolah. Because Shmir Shabbos is what megin us from our enemies. And that fits in beautifully with another Chazal. What does Chazal tell us on page 24? Ein zara shall Esav nimtzar el yad zara shall Yosef. Shenemar v'ayah beis Yaakov eish u'beis Yosef lahava u'beis Esav l'kash. That Yosef is the one who could what? Who could fight Esav. And that's what Chazal tell us. Who did the milchama with what? With Amalek. Yoshua. Which tribe is Yoshua? Ephraim. That's the son of Yosef. And that's what Chazal tell us on page 27. Yalkut. Lama Amar Yoshua. Mishabo Mishipto Shal Yosef. Vaya Beis Yosef Eish. Beis Yaakov Eish. Beis Yosef Lahava. Beis Esav Lakash. Tzeitli Lahava Mi Beis Yosef. Betochal Kash Shal Beis Esav. Ze Yoshua. Shehara Gabalek. This is Yoshua that killed Amalek. And that's what Chazal tell us in the famous Zohar on page 28. Famous Zohar, Al-Hahi Tana, Kol Bichono De'elo L'tasa B'yom HaShvi Talia. Kol HaBrachas, the translation, Shalamalu L'mata Tluyas B'yom HaShvi. Again, Kol Bichono De'elo L'tasa B'yom HaShvi Talia. All the brachas from up, from above and below, all Tolei Shabbos, meaning the Shabbos before gives you all the brachas of the whole week. So Rabosai, this should teach us the centrality. In other words, as we always try to explain everything on the communal level, that Klal Yisrael has many Oivim that want to destroy us, that want to destroy Eretz Yisrael, and Shmir Shabbos is always something that's megin from the Umas HaOlam. The more we're mechazik is Shmir Shabbos. We're mechazik is Shmir Shabbos. You keep Shabbos a little later. You keep Shabbos a little more. That's going to help the safety of Klal Yisrael Ba'olam. Shmir, you get someone to keep Shabbos, even if he's not, you know, if you're involved in Kiruv, you get someone to keep Shabbos. You work on a university campus, and you mechazik Shabbos, it's a tremendous thing. Tremendous thing. Because that's that koach. That keeps us going for the rest of the week. That keeps us from Beis Lavan. That keeps us from Esav. And that's what Yaakov says. He says, what am I going to do? How am I going to protect myself from Esav? By Yishlach Malachim. Who are the Malachim? The Malachim are the Malachi HaShabbos. Malachi Eretz Yisrael. And you want to see more about the connection between Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos, I have here in the quoted in the Megala Amukos, in the packet, Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos are the times. And for your own personal life, you know, it's a tremendous recharge of your batteries. You know, life is busy, precious, this, everything has to stop for Shabbos. And the more we appreciate Shabbos, and we and understand the Koach HaShabbos, that only will help us on the national level to help Klal Yisrael safety in the Kutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael, but everyone's personal growth and personal sanity and personal safety is Tolei on Shabbos. So we should realize, Yishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav, Yomim Achadim. Skula, as Rav Moshe Shapira said, I should label it Yomim Achadim, Skula Shmira Shabbos. Because the Yomim Achadim, now we know, what is the Yomim Achadim? The singular days, which what? The Shabbos, the Shabbos is singular days, it doesn't have a Ben Zug. The only Ben Zug is Klal Yisrael. Because it's Shomer Shabbos. Once we're not Shomer Shabbos, by Yavo Amalek. Yoshua, he's from the tribe of Yosef. By Yosef, it says Beferish, he had his chus of Shabbos, Utvoch Hevach Vahoche, he was making Shishi the Shabbos. He could fight Amalek. He could fight. And then, of course, when can expand, the idea, as Rav Moshe Shapira pointed out, Shabbos is Amunah. As Rav Moshe Shapira pointed out, Shabbos is Amunah, and Amalek is giving us Sveikas for Amunah. All types of ways to explain it. Shabbos gives us the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which of course is the ultimate strength that we have in, as Rav Moshe Shapira pointed out, ultimate strength we have in our life. So there are many ways of explaining how it works. But bottom line is, Skulas Yom HaShabbos. That Shabbos has a tremendous koach. And we should be mechazek, we should mechazek our chaverim, we should mechazek ourselves. Shmir Shabbos, enjoying the Shabbos, using the Shabbos properly, and that, with that, the bracha should overflow into the entire week. As the Zohar says, Kol birchad la'elu tasa b'yom hashvi tal.
Yeah, that's just, yeah. Maybe I'll bring this tomorrow.